Blind River Mayor Sally Hagman opened up her council meeting remarks on Monday by wishing Elliott Lake as finalists in the Kraft Hockeyville competition the best of luck in winning the $250,000 prize that can be put toward repairs and reopening of the community's Centennial Arena. She also urged her residents to vote for Elliott Lake in the contest. Later in the meeting, council also urged residents to vote to support the Elliott Lake Hockeyville bid. Since the Centennial Arena was shut down in September last year due to concerns over structural conditions, Blind River has provided times for practice and games at its arena. Congratulations to the city of Elliott Lake in being one of the four finalists in Kraft Hockeyville, the mayor said at the council meeting Monday evening. Let's all garner our support for our sister community by voting on March 29 and 30. You can do this by going to crafthockeyville.ca and voting as much as time, 32-hour window, permits. Wishing Elliott Lake the best of luck in getting the $250,000 in prize money. The mayor also commented her own town's arena that saw plenty of hockey this past weekend and will see more as the Blind River Beavers are set to take on the Espanola Paper Kings in the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League Western semifinal action. This past weekend, the arena parking lot was packed with hockey enthusiasts. Thank you to the Fitzpatrick family for once again hosting a successful men's and ladies' hockey tournament, Hagman said of the 32 back-to-back games played on the weekend. Congratulations to the arena staff for keeping up with the teams, she added. Congratulations to Vern's Vipers for winning the men's division and the Northern Chicks for winning the ladies. Council understands that the ice and hall are already booked for 2025. See you all again next year. Hagman added, our Blind River Beavers are number one going into the playoffs. Blind River loves this team, and we will be supporting you all the way. Good luck in the playoff series.